بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ما كان محمد أبا أحد من رجالكم ولكن رسول الله وخاتم النبيين وكان الله بكل شيء عليما وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم Honorable Ulama, respected Huffaz, elders and brothers, mothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. First and foremost, we begin with the praises of Allah Rabbul Alameen, that Allah who is mine and your soul, sustainer, cherisher, nourisher, and protector. May Allah's choicest salutations continue to descend and flow upon our noble master, leader, mentor, teacher, and our guide, Nabiya Pak Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected elders and friends, it is undoubtedly an uncomfortable reality, but nevertheless it is the truth. This is in reference to the reality which states that not all those who meet Allah Rabbul Alameen on the day of Qiyamah with Iman will be granted direct access to paradise. Certain deficiencies in Iman may mean that paradise may not be the first destination for many. It is for this reason that the Habib sallallahu alayhi wasallam, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, out of his mercy towards us, strove to guide us to certain characteristics to raise our level of Iman where we will never need to feel the fire of hell beforehand. May Allah make us from amongst those, inshallah. Characteristics that will instead raise them to the highest gardens of paradise and without accountability as well. And I thought today, what do I speak on in this blessed month of Rabi'ul Awwal, which seen the birth and the demise of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam? And let me choose something which is so much needed in this ummah. Let me choose just one teaching of his, which encompasses five or six words. That's about it. Just one of his teachings, which I sincerely from the bottom of my heart feel, if I myself can bring it into my life, inshallah, there will be such a change in the ummah. There will be unity and love and understanding in this ummah, which is the greatest need of this hour. Everywhere this ummah is being disunited, everywhere this ummah is disenfranchised, every corner, every profession is being disunited. And inshallah, if we just bring this one teaching, just this one aspect of my Nabi in our lives, I firmly believe we can turn the tables. The hadith which I have recited before you, the Nabi of Allah said, none of you will truly believe until you love for your brother what you love for yourself. Now you might have come across this hadith in your life, but allow me to relate to you what the scholars of Islam have to say about this narration. And really, you know, when I read about it and I said, Ya Kareem Allah, what an amazing hadith. Abu Dawood al-Sijistani rahimahumullah said, innahu min al-ahadith allati alayha madar al-Islam. He goes on to say that this is one of the fundamental narrations of Islam. Respected elders and friends, muhaddithin have traced all good manners to four ahadiths. And Ibn Zayd al-Maliki rahimahumullah was of the opinion that these four narrations is the culmination of all good manners. The first was when the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir falyakun khayran aw liyasmut." He who believes in Allah in the last day, let him say good or keep silent. The second was, "Min husni islamil mar'i tarkuhu ma la ya'ni." From the perfection of one's religion is to leave that which does not concern him. The third was when a Sahabi came and he requested advice from the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, "La taghdab." Again he said, "Awsini, advise me." The Nabi of Allah told him, "La taghdab." On the third time, so that is the, and the fourth, where the Nabi of Allah said, and this is my discussion today. Wallah friends, if we can just understand that none of you truly believes until you love for yourself, until you love for your brother, what you love for yourself. What are the implications of this hadith? So what, one may ask, what is it that makes this hadith so important? And why have our scholars made such a big deal about it? I'll give you four views on this. I'll give you 4 points to take home on this. That why this hadith is so important. Number one, the completion of your iman depends on it. Hence, we can recite as much as Quran we want. We can attend seerah jalsas. We can attend Islamic conferences all around the year. We can attend as much as daily Islamic circles. Pray and fast as much as humanly possible. However, our iman will be dangerously deficient until we learn to love for our brothers and sisters what we love for ourselves. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "La yablughu abdun haqiqatul iman." That one will not attain the reality of faith, hatta yuhibba linnas ma yuhibbu li nafsihi min al-khayr, until he loves goodness for people just as he loves for himself. So first and foremost, the completion of your iman depends on it. Number two, being shielded against the fire of Jahannam from it. It is mentioned by the Nabi of Allah, فَمَنْ أَحَبَّ أَن يُزَحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَيُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ. Whoever wishes to be pushed away from the fire and admitted into Jannah, then let death come to him. Allahu Akbar. Look at the words of my Nabi. He said, let death come to him in that condition that yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir. He believes in Allah in the last day, and let him behave with people as he wishes that they behave with him. Salvation is hinged on two principles. One is correcting your relationship with your Allah. The other is correcting your relationship with people. Number three, my friends, accessing your palaces, your treasures, and your gardens of Jannah depend on it. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Yazid bin Asad al-Qasri radiyallahu anhu. Look at what a beautiful question he asked him. He said, "Atuhibbu al-Jannah? Atuhibbu al-Jannah?" What an amazing question. He said, "Oh Yazid, do you love Jannah?" Like somebody will ask me, "Atuhibbu al-Million? Do you love a million?" The Nabi of Allah asked him, "Do you love Jannah?" He responded, "Na'am." What did the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tell him? "فَأَحِبُّ لِأَخِيهِ مَا تُحِبُّ لِنَفْسِكَ." Then love for your brother what you love for yourself. Then love for your brother, love for yourself. In fact, my respected elders and friends, how Allah treats you depends on how much you love for your brother what you love for yourself. Ibn Qayyim rahimahumullah said, "مَنْ رَفَقَ بِعِبَادِ اللَّهِ رَفَقَ اللَّهُ بِهِ." Whoever is gentle with Allah's creation, Allah will be gentle with him. Whoever is merciful towards Allah's creation, Allah will be gentle with him. Whoever does good to Allah's creation, Allah will do good to him. Whoever is generous to Allah's creation, Allah will be generous to him.
Whoever benefits anybody, Allah will benefit him. Whoever conceals the faults of Allah's creation, Allah will conceal his fault. Whoever deprives them from goodness, Allah will deprive him of goodness. Whoever treats people in a particular way, Allah will treat him in that identical way. Hence, Allah will be to his servant just as his servant is to his creation. Now, my respected elders and friends, what examples do we have of this value in action? Having realized its importance, the predecessors made every effort to reflect this hadith in every possible field of life. In the field of learning, they wanted for others what they wanted for themselves. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu narrates that inni la amrun ala al-ayati min kitabillah, that sometimes I come across an ayah from the Quran which causes me to wish that all of humanity had learned what I learned. So in the field of knowledge, they wanted for themselves, they wanted for others what they wanted for themselves. In the field of sharing good deeds, they wanted for others for themselves. Utbah bin Ghulam, having learned that the one who provides food for the fasting person will receive a similar reward to the one fasting, he would say to his friends, أخرج لي ماء أو تمرات أفطر عليها ليكون لك مثل أجري. Bring me some water and dates to break my fast so that you may also receive a similar reward of my fasting. Hi, my friends. Allahu Akbar. In the field of slander and rumors, in the field of slander, rumors and accusations of others, they wanted for themselves what they wanted for others. Consider a discussion that took place between a husband and a wife following the slanderous accusation that was leveled against our mother, our beloved mother, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Umm Ayyub radiallahu an said to her husband, Ya Aba Ayyub, أما تسمع ما يقول الناس في عائشة رضي الله عنها. O father of Ayyub, have you heard what people are saying about Aisha رضي الله عنها? He responded, نعم, yes I have. وذلك الكذب. He said, but indeed, that is lies, that is accusations, that is false. Would you do such a thing? She responded, never by Allah. What reply? He said, he said, never by Allah, because Aisha is better than you. Aisha radiallahu anha is better than you. Subhanallah, my friends. And when the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inquired about Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu anhu's absence, he wasn't with the Muslim army in the battle of Tabuk. A man took an initiative to backstab him. A man took an initiative to backstab him, saying, Ya Rasulallah, habasahu burdahu wan nadru fi atfi. This man took, he said, yeah, this is a chance I can get to him. You know, we look for those opportunities. When the opportunity is there, I'll fix him up. I'll sort him out. I'll fix him up. So this man took an opportunity to backstab Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu anhu. And he said, O Messenger of Allah, the embellishment of his cloak and the appreciation of his sides have eluded him. Meaning, in other words, the love for dunya has kept him back. Hi, my Allah, Mu'az bin Jabal radiallahu anhu jumps to his defense. He's saying, Bi'sa ma qult, bi'sa ma qult, you have spoken evil words. You have spoken evil words. Wallah ya Rasulullah, ma alimna alayhi illa khair. By Allah, we only know good of him. By Allah, we only know good of him. When somebody comes to me and to you, you heard what that guy, you heard about that person. What is our reaction? What is mine and your reaction? You heard about that person. You heard this rumor. You heard that accusation. You heard what he's doing. You heard what she is doing. How do we react? We put some masala. What do? We add to the masala. Yeah, he is like that, you know. I was always like that. It's good you brought it to my attention. He's that type of person. Did we ever stand up and say, you know what? Don't worry, my brother. He's a good man. Leave him to his Allah. In the field of dealing with their adversaries, in the field of dealing with their enemies, they wanted for others what they wanted for themselves. Subhanallah. Consider the words of Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahumullah when he describes his teacher Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahumullah. He said, some of the main students, I wish that I could treat my friends as kindly as he treats his enemies. In my life, he says, I never once saw him making dua against his enemy, but he would make dua for them. I once came to him with the glad tidings about the death of one of his leading enemies who had caused him great amount of harm. He sternly rebuked me for this, and he said, "Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un." He went to the house of the deceased. He went to the house of this person who caused him extreme grief. He consoled the family, and he left them with the words. He said, "If ever in your life, if you need anything, ask me first. I will take care of it." Who will do this, my friends? Leave your friend. This is your enemy you're going to. In fact, even in the field of clothes, shoes and material items, they wanted for others what they wanted for themselves. Consider the commentary of Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu when he speaks about the ayah, تِلْكَ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةُ نَجْعَلُهَا لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُرِيدُونَ عُلُوًا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فَسَادًا. The home of the year after, we assign for those who do not desire high-handedness. He said, "Huwa Allah yuhibbu an yakuna na'luhu khayran min na'li ghayri wa la thawbuhu khayran min thawbi." He said it is in reference to the person who wishes for his shoes or clothes to be better than that of himself. So even in material aspects, they wanted good for others. One of the most breathtaking narrations in this regard, and I will conclude with this, is a man bought a piece of land. And he sold it to a person. And the seller found a jar of gold in that land. The buyer said to the seller, "You take this gold, as I bought only the land from you and not the gold. I bought only the land from you. I did not buy the gold." The owner of the land said, "I sold you the land with everything on it. I sold you the land with everything on it. Think what me and you would have done." So both of them took their case to a third man and asked, "Have you any children?" One of them said, "I have a boy." The other said, "I have a girl." The man said, "Marry the girl to the boy, spend money on them, and whatever remains, give it in charity." SubhanAllah. Yes, my friends, disputes are common. But what is out of the ordinary is how do we react to that? Give life to this principle. Give life to this teaching of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. A heart that convinces you the losses of others means that there is something terribly wrong with your heart. No photo exists of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. No Facebook, no Instagram, nothing, no social media. But what legacy he left behind. We speak about seerah. We have seerah jalsas. And we have all these, mashallah, which is excellent. We need to revive our iman because of it. But what legacy did he leave behind? Material? Nay. What did he leave behind, my friends? He left behind the legacy where he touched the hearts of others. He left behind the legacy where he did want for himself, where he wanted for others what he wanted for himself. He wanted Jannah, Allah gave him, Allah will give him the highest form of Jannah. But he did not want it only for himself, he wanted for others. I leave you with this hadith. Ayyun nasi afdal. The Nabi of Allah was asked, "Who is the best of people?" He responded, "Kullu makhmumil qalb suduqul lisan." Those whose hearts are purified, whose speech is truthful. The Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in said, "O Nabi of Allah, we understand being truthful in speech. What does purified heart mean?" What a beautiful reply my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave. He said, "Huwa هو التقي التقي لا إثم فيه ولا بغي ولا غل ولا حسد. It is that heart which is pious and pure, with no sin, with no injustice, with no malice, and with no envy in it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to touch the lives of others, as my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did. And wallah, whatever is meant for you will never miss you, whether you wish it good on others or whether you wish it bad on others. What is yours will be yours. What is your brother's will be your brother's. How nice is what is yours, you wished it on others as well. There is no time to hate. There is not enough time to love one another. Where there is time to hate each other? We do not have time to love each other. Where do we find the time to hate and be envious of others? Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Every week we have this great opportunity to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to benefit the community and to benefit others through the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by spending this beautiful wealth that Allah has given us. We make a humble appeal, where better to spend it than the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the masajid, in the madaris, where such great activities take place. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us also a share of all these activities and allow us to spend in His path. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ولا نديدا ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله الذي ولد مجيدا وتوفي حميدا صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعه رشيدا أما بعد فيا معشر الإخوان لقد من الله على المؤمنين إذ بعث فيهم رسولا من أنفسهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وقال إنا أرسلناك شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا لتؤمنوا بالله ورسوله وتعزروه وتوكروه وتسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا وختم به النبوة والرسالة فقد قال عليه الصلاة والسلام فضلت على الأنبياء بست وأعطيت جوامع الكلم ونصرت بالرعب وأحلت لي الغنائم وجعلت الأرض مسجدا وطهورا وأرسلت إلى الحق كافة وختم به النبيون وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام إنه سيكون في أمتي كذابون 30 وفي رواية دجالون كذابون قريبا من 30 كلهم يزعم أنه نبي وأنا خاتم النبيين لا نبي بعدي أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ما كان محمد أبا أحد من رجالكم ولكن رسول الله وخاتم النبيين صدق الله العظيم وصدق على رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله تعالى عنه، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه، وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله تعالى عنه، وأقفاهم علي رضي الله تعالى عنه، وعن الصحابة كلهم أجمعين رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين. الله الله في أصحابي، لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر من نصر الدين واخذل من خذل الدين، اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم، وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. والحمد لله رب العالمين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أقم الصلاة. Let us ensure ourselves are straight, shoulder to shoulder with our heels in line, making sure that we fill all the gaps and stand as close as possible to each other. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والضحى والليل إذا سجى، ما ودعك ربك وما قلى، وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى، ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى، ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى، ووجدك ضالا فهدى، ووجدك عائلا فأغنى، فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر، وأما السائل فلا تنهر، وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله 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 الله
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله الله أكبر. الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع المتقين مع الأبرار. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم اعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم رب اجعلنا مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء. ربنا اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولمشائخنا ولأقاربنا ولمن حقه علينا ولمن أوصانا بالدعاء ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.